Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, one of Donald Trump's many campaign promises is that if elected, he will release Pentagon footage of UFOs, now officially referred to as UAPs. And this may or may not be good news for Avi Loeb, an astrophysicist and professor of science at Harvard, who's been investigating these phenomena for quite some time. Avi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you think there's much to be discovered if that material is released?
Well, the United States is investing in its national security interests about almost $1 trillion a year, which is a third of the worldwide budget. And, it's monitoring the Earth and looking around. And it's possible that over the years there was some unusual objects that were recovered or identified. But the data is classified because it was collected by classified sensors. And if such information exists, I would be very interested in knowing whether there is any evidence for objects that were manufactured by an extraterrestrial technological civilization. But, you know, we shouldn't hold our breath because the government is very slow to release classified information. And as a result, I'm engaged in a scientific inquiry into this question. We established an observatory at Harvard University that is monitoring the sky 24/7 looking for objects that are unusual. And astronomers are also looking at interstellar objects that I can say more about.
Yeah. Why would you suspect, at least, that if the American government had evidence of something like that, that they would keep it to themselves? Obviously, it's something the entire world would want to know.
Right, but when the data is not conclusive, then there is a possibility that some of these gadgets were manufactured by adversarial nations. So obviously, I mean, if the intelligence agencies are unable to identify the nature of some objects, they will not admit it because it will play to the interest of adversarial nations if indeed they were manufactured by other nations and that are doing espionage on the U.S. So those intelligence agencies will keep the details to themselves. And also, they don't want to reveal what kind of sensors are being used to monitor the sky. And so they're reluctant from sharing the information. Of course, after 50 years or 100 years, that data could be released. And perhaps if they have the information of interest that is old enough for them to release it, I would be very interested in seeing it. But, you know, the government's interest is national security, and they are not supposed to tell us whether we are we have a partner outside the solar system. Anything to do with what lies outside the solar system is my day job as an astrophysicist.
Yes, indeed. And we actually did speak to you before a few years ago about Oumuamua, that kind of cigar-shaped object that flew through our solar system, over which there's been much debate. You've also been, though, as I understand it, doing research in the Pacific Ocean. What are you looking for there?
Right. So about a decade ago, sensors on U.S. government satellites that are monitoring the Earth for ballistic missiles, they noticed an object colliding with Earth that appeared as a meteor. It produced a fireball, and it was moving very fast. In fact, it was moving faster than 95% of the stars in the vicinity of the sun. And also it exploded low in the atmosphere, which means that it had a very high material strength. And I wanted to figure out whether it could have been a Voyager-like meteor or, if you want, a Tesla Roadster car, the type that Elon Musk launched in 2018 to space. And obviously it would behave differently than a rock that collides with Earth. And to find out, I led an expedition to the Pacific Ocean, and we surveyed the ocean floor in the location of that fireball. And we found some unusual materials that indicate a chemical composition from outside the solar system. And we are planning to go again in a year and look for bigger pieces of the object in the wreckage. And my goal is to, you know, even if it was a rock, it's a rock of a type that is very different from those that we've seen in the solar system. And And, you know, that's one way of figuring out whether we have neighbors.
Yeah. And the specific material you were looking for in the Pacific and that you found, is that something that just doesn't occur on our planet at all?
Yeah, so we found molten droplets less than a millimeter in size, the size of a grain of sand. And we analyzed them. We found that the chemical composition was of 10% of those molten droplets was never reported in the scientific literature. It's different than materials you find on Earth, the Moon, Mars, asteroids. So it's possible that we recovered materials from outside the solar system. But to know the nature of the object, we really need to find bigger pieces, much bigger than a millimeter, so that we can analyze them and also date them. We can figure out the age of the material and demonstrate that it's not from the solar system.
Yeah, and how regularly or not do things from outside our solar system wander through our solar system?
Oh, if they are on random trajectories, I mean, there are quite a lot of them, because from the fact that one of these meter-sized meteors hits the Earth every decade or so, one can figure out that there should be millions of them within the orbit of the Earth around the Sun. And so as the Earth moves around the Sun, it collides with one of these meter-sized objects per decade. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of objects, but they don't reflect enough sunlight for us to see them at a distance. It's only when they collide with Earth we see the fireball. So, we haven't really explored this population of objects, and they come from outside the solar system and maybe among the rocks that are out there, there might be some space trash, objects that were artificial in origin. That's what I would like to know. Because if we find a tennis ball in our backyard, we will learn that our neighbor plays tennis.
Yes. I suppose that also at the same time, is there a challenge in the sense of if there's something that's artificially constructed from another civilization, will we know what that looks like? Will we know what to look for?
Yeah, so my approach is basically checking everything we can put our hands on and seeing if it's familiar. So when you look at the sky, you check whether all the objects are familiar. They look like birds, clouds, balloons, drones, airplanes, things that we know about. And whatever doesn't look familiar, we need to study in more detail and learn what it is. And this is the best way to learn something new, without assuming anything, without imagining what we saw in science fiction movies, because reality could be very different than our imagination. All the directors of science fiction, you know, they base their imagination on experiences here on Earth. And here we are talking, you know, it's an encounter with something from another star. All bets are off. It could be something very different than we imagine.
Yeah. And may well have ended up in our solar system by accident rather than design.
Yes. Yes, that's like space trash. You know, if you go to the ocean, very often you can find plastics, pieces of plastic. And it tells you that they were produced by some industrial process, that they are not natural, and they keep accumulating over time, and they are just trash. They are not really useful for anything, and we might find debris from other civilizations, because our own probes, if you think about Voyager, New Horizons, Pioneer, all of these probes that are making their way to space, to interstellar space, they will not be functional once they leave the solar system. And so they would be just space trash. We are polluting interstellar space. And the same may have happened.
There could be our neighbors are just as environmentally irresponsible as we are.
Yeah, unless they are much more intelligent, and then the probes will still work when they reach our backyard. That's the more interesting types of probes. But if I had to guess, I would say probably most of the stuff we will find will be trash. I mean, things that existed for billions of years that are not working anymore, but they can tell us about, the senders, and the senders may not be alive. It's just like finding a package in your mailbox from someone who is not around anymore.
Yeah, it's an intriguing prospect nonetheless. Avi, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Avi Loeb there, Professor of Science at Harvard and astrophysicist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.